All right, I'm sitting here down in Kankakee, Illinois, with Todd Liebenow, the new president of One Way Street. And I am down here for the iFest Festival, which stands for?
The International Festival of Christian Puppetry and Ventriloquism.
I let you say that so that I didn't mess that up. And I have to tell you, this is only a couple hours drive from my home, and I'm feeling bad that I have not been down here in the past. I have just been so impressed, Todd, with this conference. And I know it's been a part of your life for years as you worked for One Way Street. And
this is the 12th year we've done iFest.
12th year, and now you are kind of at the helm, although still letting Dale run the conference for now. It's very nice of you to let him do that.
Well, he knows what he's doing, so it's good to have him around.
Well, it's fantastic. Well, you told me that you've got about 800 people here, and coming from places as far away as where?
Well, most of our attendees are from the U.S. and Canada, but we do have quite a few, probably about 50 to 60 folks that came from outside the U.S. We have folks from South Africa, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Singapore, England, just among the a few of the countries represented this year. So.
Well, that's amazing. Well, you've got a great location here at Olivet Nazarene University, and it's a beautiful weather, and there's a great exhibit hall, and as I've walked around, I've just seen just a fun atmosphere here. It's neat to see all these young people wearing their matching puppet team t-shirts, and they all have their creative names, Uplifted Hands or Hug Ministry, and different things like that. Why don't you just give us kind of just a capsule overview of what is iFest, who's it for, and what can people expect when they come?
Well, iFest is really for both the adult leaders that are involved in puppet ministry or children's ministry. We have a lot of folks that are children's pastors. We have a lot of folks that are just lay leaders within their churches. And then also there are groups that do the puppets, and a lot of those are young people, teenagers. And so we kind of have to find a unique balance in the conference of stuff that's going to appeal to the adult leaders and also stuff that's going to interest the teens. At the same time, we have a ventriloquism school that's going on. And they kind of have their own specialized course of study going on where they're really going deep into that art form and trying to pursue excellence in using that art form in ministry.
Wow, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I've noticed there's some very hands-on workshops on puppet technique, and then some that where they're just organizing and leading your teams. And, of course, there's great resources to get in the resource room. In this day and age, we're all about being cutting edge and new technology, and of course, video and DVD curriculums are growing probably at a rate I don't even sure if I like how much we're using video. Certainly, puppets are a part of that, and yet sometimes people have said that they feel like puppets are kind of an outdated medium. And I remember recently a couple years ago, a pretty well-known speaker kind of referred to the guy with the puppet and the guitar almost in an insulting term, and I was like, hey, I'm a guy with a puppet and a guitar, And yet, I think this conference and over 800 people coming here and from all over the world kind of says that maybe that's not the case. Would you kind of speak to that? Kind of stick up for puppets?
Yeah, well, I think puppets are still very cutting edge. I mean, I think one of the things that's so great about it is that we see so much creativity. People that just continue to come up with new ideas for how to use puppets and various props and special effects and bring all these things together to create a ministry that not only ministers and teaches kids and for that matter adults and families, teens, all ages love puppets. But one of the things for me as a young person growing up on a puppet team, the puppet ministry was an outlet for me to use my creative energies, things that I was interested in, and put them to work in ministry, and taught me at a young age the importance of serving, and it got me into the mindset of being active in my church at an earlier age. And so I credit the puppet team with keeping me in that right frame of mind when it comes to service in the body of Christ.
Wow, okay, so if I hear you right, you're saying there's really two directions of benefit. There's the audience who are taught, and obviously puppets are very effective, they're fun, they're entertaining, And it's live. There's just something about something that's live. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, there's a kind of a backdoor ministry to those who actually are doing the puppets.
Absolutely. And that's something we try to emphasize here at the conference. We do have a lot of classes that are about how to operate puppets and how to make props and do choreography and all that kind of stuff. But we also have a lot of classes that are geared towards the leadership and, you know, team developing, doing devotions with your team and how you really build the spiritual focus of the team. If we're just putting puppets on our hands and wiggling these pieces of foam around, it might be fun, but we're missing the main point of it. And so we want to see ministry happening, to the audience that we're performing for, but also backstage.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It'd be interesting if there were any way, and a lot of these things in ministry there just isn't, but a way to analyze or quantify how many kids who serve on puppet teams either go into ministry or just always are engaged in serving in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And may not even always be puppets, but the church becomes a place where you serve. I mean, yeah. That's just what
and
you do.
That was part of what drove our theme this year. Our theme is eager to serve. And part of where that came from was the desire to want to challenge the young people that are here with that attitude of service and, to have them maybe think a little bit more about the fact that, being on the puppet team, that they are a leader. They can be a leader in that, in their role in the team there, and that is something they can build upon later in life.
Well, that's amazing. And you can incorporate new things. I know in the showcase last night, you can tell me the lady's name who combined video with puppet. She was doing
yes.
a puppet of Phil Vischer mm-hmm. in front of a screen and doing the 47 Beavers book. And that was amazing.
Yeah. Her name is Amy Harder. She's a good friend of mine. We actually were interns with One Way Street back in 1993. So she interned with me and several others. And she's an excellent puppeteer. And she's been doing a lot of things recently with looking at some of those ways of utilizing some of the new technologies that are out there. You talked about video and things like that. She's starting to incorporate more video in some of her presentations. She's done a lot of work on the internet. She has a great website that's called puppetrylab.com where she's posting videos and putting discussions up there about developing your puppetry skills and how to utilize video and other technologies to take this art form and bring it along with some of the new technologies.
Yeah, I'll have some pictures in the Cadalgy report that goes with this interview. But she had a projector rear projecting onto a screen, another camera filming her with puppets on the sticks, and then I know she had a monitor that her eyes were fixed on so she could see, and then it was being projected out onto the large screen
mm-hmm.
so people could see that. Kind of like what I do with the Toy Box Tales, although got me thinking, well, there's even another dimension to that performing for a camera that goes onto the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the dark light competition last night was just mind-blowing.
Black light is always a popular thing at iFest and at our other puppetry festivals. And that's one area where really that's something that kind of came about in the world of Christian puppetry, just when black light started being used there as something that just exploded in the world of puppet ministry.
Well, that was very cool. And I was impressed with the creative props that they came up with. And I also was surprised to see how much of really contemporary Christian music they used. You know, sometimes you get a mindset of kids' music and, a certain flavor of puppet songs,
mm-hmm.
which is not bad. It's appropriate for children. But I was surprised how many songs they did that I hear on K-Love, which, is
yeah.
a popular Christian
well,
radio station.
And a lot of the teams, they do performances for lots of different kinds of audiences. They'll do kids, they do families, teens, adults. And, they have to choose material that fits the audience they're performing for. But a lot of times, too, when they do some of those contemporary things, that's another example of that ministry going on within the team, because they're doing things then that are appealing to the young people that are serving on the team. And it helps keep them excited about the ministry. And hopefully they're getting something from the message they're presenting as well as they do it.
Well, it was great to hear these young people cheering and screaming over puppets, last night, those, performing, but also just those that were watching. So I think, for those that don't have puppets in their ministry, I would say that they're really missing out, not only in the creative medium that it can be for teaching, But just in the camaraderie and like you were saying, training them to serve that they have. And certainly I know you would encourage churches to, you know, incorporate puppets in some way. And, you know, a puppet team can be overwhelming. But just starting small, I mean, what would be of the simple ways that a church could begin?
Well, it really just takes one person with a puppet. You know, I've been on a lot of different puppet ministries over the last 25 years or so now. The team that I was a part of as a teenager was a very large team. We had about 30 people on the puppet team. And it wasn't a mega church. The church was only about 300 people. But most of the youth group was involved in the puppet team.
So 10% of the church was part of the puppet team.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, so that took up my teenage years. As I moved on to various different places, college and such, I was on other puppet teams. When I moved out to Colorado and became a member of the One Way Street staff, in my own home church there in Colorado that I started attending, I had to just start with myself. And so, you know, when I was a new member of the church and trying to find ways to use my gifts, I would do a puppet program for a kid's message in the big service, and it was just me and a puppet. And it was amazing how everyone just got into it. And I'd get reports from the adults every week saying, "Oh, I get more out of that than I got out of the sermon," you know. And, you know, and just doing that just myself with one puppet, then more people got interested. And soon I had other people that were coming along with me to help out with the puppets. And, you know, it really just takes one person with a heart for this ministry. And, you know, when people see it in action, they get excited about it.
Well, and I think there is a false impression that puppetry is for children. They're certainly the greatest audience and the easiest audience. But even Muppets was not a children's program.
Oh, not at all.
And in fact, recently we had a small group last year, and I decided, you know, for the kids, I just pop in a Muppets video. They just came out on DVD, and one of the little girls came up and said, "Pastor Carl, I don't know if we should be watching." And I went down. Of course, it was TV friendly, but it wasn't small group friendly. Mm-hmm. And so I realized, ooh, I even have to kind of watch these. So adults love puppets.
Oh, yeah.
And you see them on TV, you see them in commercials, and seen them on Conan O'Brien, you know, which hopefully kids aren't, you know, watching these late night comedy programs.
Well, one of the things that the Muppets did, and, you know, really, it's a great model for how to do some things in puppet ministry. You know, it's interesting, you know, to my knowledge, Jim Henson was not a Christian, and, you know, I don't know exactly where he stood with things. But he's done a lot for the world of ministry because, you know, he kind of directed what our American version of puppetry has become. And some of the things that he did on The Muppet Show and Sesame Street, where they have teaching elements in there, but they mix it with a good amount of humor, and they make it appealing for the kids as well as the adults. You know, adults can watch Sesame Street and have a great time with their kids. Whereas, you know, most adults sat and tried to watch Barney with their kids, they probably want to barf. You know, it's not made for adults to enjoy with their kids. But Sesame Street has elements in there that the adults love, and there's humor in there that the kids don't get, but it's great for the adults. And so a lot of times when I'm structuring a program for puppet ministry, I'm trying to keep in mind that, yeah, maybe I'm targeting the kids on this particular production, but I want to have elements in there that families can enjoy together, and that it's a fun experience for everybody, and hopefully they all get a message out of it as well.
It's fun to shoot some jokes over the kids' heads and hear the adults laugh, and the kids kind of like, "Oh, what did we miss?" And then, of course, you do it the same in reverse. The kids all laugh at something from their world, and adults, like, think they missed the joke. Well, One Way Street definitely has been a leader as well. If Muppets was a leader in American culture, One Way Street has certainly been a leader and an influencer in Christian puppetry. And just give us just a real brief kind of history of where One Way Street came from and how it's grown. But more importantly, what does One Way Street offer today to those who have an interest in puppets?
Well, One Way Street started, Dale and Liz Von Sagan are the founders of One Way Street. And they originally started it because Liz had an interest in ventriloquism. And so she would do ventriloquism as a part of programs they did with a gospel quartet, a singing quartet that would tour around churches and do performances. And eventually, as they lost part of the singers, they started doing more puppets. And as their jobs started to change, originally Dale and Liz were teachers, moved on to doing some children's pastor jobs in some churches, and puppets was always a part of what they did. And people would ask them, you know, where you get your puppets from, where you get your scripts from, and of course they were doing all these things themselves, and eventually started selling the resources they had to other folks, and it just has grown from there. And over the course of the last 35 years, has grown into a company that employs over 20 people and has puppet builders and people writing scripts and organizing events and all kinds of things. So just within the course of the last year, the company has changed hands. Dale and Liz sold the company to my wife and I back in October, so about 6 or 8 months ago. And my wife and I have both worked at One Way Street for over 13 years now, so it's been a big part of our lives. I have to admit, when God started to nudge me and say, hey, I've got this for you to do, I was as surprised as anybody, but I'm excited about what God has in store. It's really a neat ministry. It's fun to be able to be a part of something where we're helping to resource people all over the world, really. And a big part of our what we do is doing training events around the country, not just iFest, but we do regional events throughout the spring and fall months.
You have a traveling tour, too.
Well, yeah, we have several groups of people that will go out and do the puppet festivals, and then many years we will have ministry teams that will go out and do programs, summer tours and things like that. So, you know, the training is a big part of what we do, and that's something that was always something that was really a big passion of Dale's, and it's something that we want to continue with, to reach out to people, just to be able to provide an environment where they can come, they can bring their young people, they can learn the skills they need, they can just develop a passion for this ministry or even other creative art forms. I mean, we're most known for puppets, but we deal with other things, gospel illusions and clowning and balloon twisting and all those types of things. And we try to have samples of all those kinds of things at our training events. And, you know, a lot of it is the hope that just some of the young people that are there, and the adults too for that matter, you know, will find something that they can just grab onto and you know, find that special place in ministry like I have. When, you know, I played with puppets since I was 2 years old. And so when God led our family to a church where they had a puppet team, it just was the perfect thing for me. And when I look at my life and the course of things I've taken, God has always put puppets in my life. And I can look at the different places he put me and see that, you know, he was preparing me for what I'm doing today. And, you know, if I can help a few other young people find what that is for them too, that's just exciting to me.
Well, I think one of the things that I appreciate about One Way Street, and I see if you would agree with this assessment, there's a lot of wonderful ministries that sell puppet resources. In fact, the exhibit hall is filled with many companies that sell puppets, and it's great that you encourage and support them as well. What I like about One Way Street is I really view it as more than a puppet company, and really as a ministry whose heart is to build and encourage and inspire the community of those who use puppets and other creative means.
Yes.
And you know, that's Kidology's heartbeat. You know, we sell resources too, and we help others sell resources through our store. But our passion is to encourage and equip the community of children's workers, and that's why I see such a kindred spirit with One Way Street. So I won't put you on the spot and ask, you know, what's new and what's coming in the future and what your dreams are. You're probably still just dreaming and praying and just learning, you know, some leadership things. And so maybe I'll ask you that down the road. But I just want to encourage you to keep on. I'm sure you feel like you've stepped into some pretty big boots.
Say the least.
And that's why I said boots instead of shoes. But God's hand is on this ministry. He's obviously on your life. And myself, and I'm sure those that have listened to a 20-minute interview with you are also just excited to see what God has in store for the future, not just sustaining the things that God's already done and is doing through One Way Street, but just to see what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years as God continues to grow this ministry with some fresh leadership, and yet still the blessing of the Von Sagans continuing mentoring, which I'm sure they will continue to offer you for years. So thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get back to this busy conference, and anyone who would be like to dialogue with Todd, if you listen to this before it happens, we're going to do a Q&A on the website, and you'll be able to ask Todd some questions about puppet ministry or One Way Street. And then if you're listening to this after that happened, there'll be an archive of that conversation. But I'm sure Todd's a guy you can email, and if he can't answer you, certainly someone in his staff will direct you to the resources and help that you need. So.
Absolutely. We love to get to interact with folks, and we learn just as much from talking to you guys out there and hearing what you're doing. I don't ever want to stop learning and claim that I know it all about the world of puppets. So I want to hear from folks too about what things they're doing in their churches.
Cool.
It's an exciting ministry.
So. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.